wherever you might be at. Lift up your voices to Him. Praise Him for who He is. Praise Him for what He's done. And the circumstances that you're in will get dimmer and dimmer. Oh, He's coming. He's coming. Before He gets there, He's equipping His army. The power of this world hasn't seen in 2,000 years. And as you speak, it shall take place. As you bind, it will happen. As you loose, it will happen. Chains will be broken. People will be set free. You'll be set more free. You think you're free today? Woo-hoo! I'm telling you, you're going to be set free so much. Oh, man. And the power of God, our God, Yahweh, will work through you to bring Him glory, but to set the people free. And there's no law that can be passed. There's no Senate. There's no nothing that can stop that from happening. And they all look toward Yahweh, to God. All the glory has been given to other people in other places and things right now. It's all going to be funneled up to God. And Satan, he can't stop that. But all he can use against us is fear. And cast down fear. God has given us the victory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Do our offering prayer here in a moment. I'm going to share this morning. Sometimes we get into a routine and forget about the awesomeness. Some of the promises given to us. And I think this morning it's like, I've shared before similar things like this, but it's like paying taxes, you know. How many of us here like to pay taxes? I don't mind paying taxes. Cause I like to pick up the phone and call 911. I like for the fire department to come, sheriff's department to come. I like to have emergency people when I need them. I like coming to church this morning driving on paved roads. I like to have traffic conditions the way they were. Lots of things that our taxes pay for, our military personnel. So I don't mind paying taxes. What I don't like is the abuse of my taxes and my tax dollars. Amen? Can we say amen on that? So sometimes you just have to remember, man, okay, I can pay taxes and you're checking out at the store and you got like 7.5% sales tax. But remember, that's going to help get a squad to your house or whatever it might be that you might need. To help lessen the burden, I guess, when you think about it. Well, the same way, folks, with your tithe and your offering. Sometimes, you know, I've been giving before I become a Christian. And sometimes we forget the promises that God has given to us. And in these days that we're in, man, this reassure you what God has promised us. Of course, through the cross of Jesus, we've been redeemed from our sins. But in Malachi, he speaks to us. And folks, I'm telling you what, I believe this will be one of the bright lights in this darkness of the world when people will be looking at you. By Malachi 3:8. Now, again, I'm going to pray over our offering here in a second, but I'm here to remind you about your offering. It says in 3:8, will man rob God? You're robbing me, but you say, how do we rob you? In tithe and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you're robbing me, the whole nation of you. Okay, so what he says, he's talking to his people. Hey, listen, you know, if you're not tithing and stuff, you have problems coming your way. But listen to this, guys. He says, now bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you a blessing until overflows. That's God's commitment to us. Amen? Think of that. That's what he says. Us, we are his children. We're grafted into the blood of Jesus. He said, now just trust me. A tithe, a tenth of the from your increase. Bring it to me. I will open up the heaven and pour out a blessing until it overflows. Then I will rebuke the devourer. Satan is the devourer for you. So he will not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. Well, the problem, that's awesome. But this next one is, what? This is where we're at today, I truly believe. And all the nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. All the nations will call you blessed. So people will be looking at us in the very near future more and more. How are you guys surviving? Well, I mean, look at you. I mean, look at the economy. Look at all this stuff. And here you are. Well, I mean, people will be drawn to you. Because the blessing that God gives us is to bring Him glory. Amen? And you will get the opportunity. Well, I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says here. He's faithful, and He... That's the whole thing with that. So remember that. In these days, I'm in covenant with God. Okay? He said, I will pour out a blessing you cannot contain. Open the windows of heaven. Man, that's awesome. That's an awesome thing. But sometimes we forget that we do our tithe every month, and we get paid once a month. And you say, okay, we just automatically do it. But you forget, hey, I am a covenant. I mean, the light of Christ will shine through the bounty that He's given us. We use to bless other people. We're going to look at, man, look at these people. What's the difference between them and us? Ah, Yahweh, God. Amen? So please remember that. And through the ministry here, you know, we reach out to Pastor Peter, the orphans, Voice of the Martyrs, Voice of the Widows, and the Jewish Voice. And the reason being, in James 1:27, it tells us, pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans or take care of orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. So we see where God sees how important it is to take care of our widows and orphans. And to the voice of the martyrs, the voice of martyrs is awesome work. But through them, it helps provide to the widows, for those whose husbands have been murdered because of following Jesus. Think of that. Living in a country where their husband either arrested and put in prison or murdered. And there they are, they have children trying to raise their kids. In many instances there, they could denounce Jesus and get all the stuff they need, all the food and water they want. But no, they're followers of Jesus. Are you a follower of Jesus? You know? What can cause you to denounce Christ in your life? Well, because of the offerings, our tithe and offerings, many times we made money available for chickens and goats and been invited to the widows through our offerings to help feed their needy children. I know it might seem kind of funny to get a goat for a present or a chicken. But if you can imagine having a child and you need milk for him, and here comes a goat. A goat shows up and given to them. I mean, then think of this. Let's go to Nigeria or anywhere in the world right now. And a husband, and it's women also, they can be arrested too, but a husband is taken and put in jail or put to death because of following Jesus. Just loving Jesus. And this lady's crying out, okay, God, I know in Matthew 6 you tell me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and my needs will be provided. And I saw, I know, Lord, I know they'll be provided. I got a youngster here I need to feed, I need a glass of milk for. And maybe, I might imagine, it's not a UPS truck, but something shows up, and this goat is taken out and brought over this lady. So here's a goat for you. You notice how the goat was walking? I don't know why I did that. And then, there's a chicken. A goat and a chicken. She has no idea, probably, that halfway around the world, 3,000 miles away, in a little place called Coshocton, Ohio, an assembly of God's people, followers of Jesus, called Shepherd Christian Assembly, that money was sent to provide her need. Think of that. So we have the same promise to us. We seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What we're going to do, we don't know how they're going to meet it. Maybe there's somebody in Nigeria right now sending you an email. No, writing a check to you. I don't know. But see, we just got to have faith in the Lord. I mean, we are Christians. We follow Jesus. And that's what we do. And we're not going to have to be swayed back and forth. We don't have to surrender nothing. We trust in Him. The Bible says His eye is on the sparrow. If His eyeball is on the sparrow, how much more is on you? It's created in His image. You know? I mean, that's just an awesome thing. And like, say, Pastor Peter. We support him. He has to rent his orphans. In order to have them in a Christian orphanage, he has to rent them from the government to teach them about Jesus. Okay, that's how corrupt the government is. Okay, we'll rent the kids. I mean, kids after kids are being turned away from Muslim, Islam, turning towards Jesus and sharing the gospel over there. Man, again, and some of you maybe never met Pastor Peter before, but you will have the opportunity. But to have his needs met again, halfway around the world, by brothers and sisters who love Jesus. So God will find a way to meet your needs. Amen? We don't have to compromise anything. Our belief, not one thing. All we got to do is continue to follow Him. And then the Jewish boys, they provide medicine, food to Jews. A lot of them do not know Jesus. They're the old-fashioned, I don't say old-fashioned Jews, but you know what I'm trying to say, Orthodox Jews. But they go in and through their hands, the Christians, the born-again Jewish folks are ministering to them. They're presenting medicine and food and the gospel of Jesus. They're in a country, most of them, with no one nothing to do with them. And here are these followers of Jesus providing stuff for them. What a testimony it is. But he says also in Genesis 12:1, again, what we stand on. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And the ones who curse you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Wow. Look at the blessing we have. For helping God's kids. You know, we're grafted in and called the blood of Jesus, right? The Jews were the chosen people. They rejected Jesus. We received them, and so we're grafted in. But as we give to God's children, to the Jewish folks, He says, man, we are blessed. I'll bless you for blessing them. So I can stand on that also. So as personally we do, we give. And we give to Pastor Peter, we give the Voice of the Martyr, we give to Jewish Voice. We give our tithe. And so, in the middle of a storm, I say, God, I give. All that I have, God, I give to you. And I know that you're pouring a blessing upon me. I know as I give to Israel, Father God, that you bless us. Because I take care of the orphans and the widows. Father, thank you. So I have no restraints on me to stop me from doing what the Master called us to do. And that's what you are also. He wants you to have that confidence in Him. Don't go by what you see. Go by what the Word God says that you're doing. And I'll bring you a peace beyond measure. When you're watching your stock market going like this up and down, or the gas prices going up and down, or food prices. I mean, it's just stay faithful with Him. He'll give you wisdom. He'll provide our needs. And someone might show up at your house with a goat. I don't know. But he says he'll meet our needs. Isn't that awesome, Daryl? Yeah. You ever go on vacation, Daryl? Anybody ever go on vacation? Anybody? All right, I got a few people. All right, yeah. Do you take your whole house when you go on vacation? Or you just pick a few things that you need because you know you're coming back? Amen. Amen. Well, that's what our needs are. You know, we don't have to take a whole house with us when we go to heaven. Amen? That's already supplied for us. We just have a few items we need. You know, one thing, what we need is the blood of Jesus. Our sworn allegiance to Him. So what we need till He gets here? Food, shelter would be nice. And clothing. And that He'll meet that. He'll meet that. The days that we encounter, if we have don't have the things that we had in the past, but we have more of His presence in our life, isn't it all worth it? But again, just encourage folks here. That way, again, I've said it last week before, we are ready, I think, mature-wise and food-wise and all that wise, but make sure we're ready mentally. God is with us. And this stuff, nothing's going to take Him off guard, amen? He is not. So that's just worth your tithe and offerings. I'm going to pray over them today, yes. Can you say something? Yes, son. It's funny.
Oh. Yeah, he said this morning because we just said something. We were getting ready to come here. I was writing out my offering because, you know, it's the end of the month. I always write at the end of the month. Put in, and for a split second, all this happened in a split second. So as I talk about this, it's all like very, it's not all long and drawn out, but it all happened really quick in my head. So I get my checkbook. I write out the amount. And I'm like, oh, you look at the amount, and you're like, oh, you know, that's this and this and this. I could pay for this and this and this. I'm like, man, should I really do this? And it's stupid. I mean, it's just that simple doubt real quick, but it was good because it's all within a fraction of a second. I'm like, oh, my gosh, the only reason I have this is because He knows I'll give it. You know, the only reason I'm able to give this money is because He's allowed me the opportunity that I have, like my job right now. The only reason I have my job is because He's given it to me.
Amen.
Not that it's some supernatural boom all of a sudden, but the way He's tended my heart and like just shown me how to live my life by my humbleness, by the He speaks me at work, and if I can't figure out a problem, somehow all of a sudden I figure it out, right? All these different things.
Amen.
So the only reason I'm even having this money is because He's given it to me because He knows that I'll freely give it away. And always, you always get out what you put in. You reap what you sow, right? So if you're sowing what you barely can do just to get by, let's say that this, and there's a tenth. If you're just giving what you can barely do just to say, okay, I did it, that's what you're going to get out of it. You know, if you're praying to God, what do you want me to give? I guarantee you, it'll never be below 10%. That's like the minimum. That's just like, hey, you have to be this high to ride, right?
Right.
So in everything, and I really feel it as you're talking. It's in everything, not just your tithe and offering once a month. In everything you do, speak to, ask God, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know, a Happy Meal is $5. God, what do you want me to give for this? Mm-hmm. Maybe He's giving you more. That way you can give it away freely because He can trust you with that.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen. Being trustworthy. Most of us recognize that when you're out and playing a field, the more seed you put in, the more product you get back out, more corn you're going to get and stuff. That's where God is, you know. So, but again, just to encourage you in the day that we're living in, that what you have done, I mean, God hasn't been unnoticed by God. Well, you're in covenant with Him. And He'll find a way. He'll pour out a blessing. But all this is for His glory, you know. When people say, hey, man, how come you're eating hot dogs today, everybody else eating mud pies, you know, made by Vicky McKee? You say, well, I'm in covenant with God. Amen? Amen. Thanks, Ryan. Well, Father, we do thank You for trusting us with all that You've given us. We thank You, Father, for the provision You provide for us. And Lord, Your word says above all that You want us to give as a cheerful giver. not reluctantly say, oh, I have to give. Because if that's our attitude, Father, just keep it. But knowing, God, that you said to bring this into the warehouse, that there be your word in the house, that you'll be able to share the word around. God, that the doors stay open. And Father, we thank you. We've been here 17 or 18 years now in the ministry, Father, Lord, and your word is faithful. We thank you for all that you've done for us, but also through us into our communities. God, I thank you for each and every one of us that keeps us lifted up in their tithe and offerings and prayers and commitment and helping and just allowing us, Father, to be that light shining here on Main Street. So, Lord, receive our offering today. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for blessing us to be a blessing to others. So, God, receive it. May your wisdom be attached to it. And continue to show us how to use it in a way to bring you glory, to have more souls ready for your coming, Father, that the harvest will be great. And we do give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody have a testimony this morning? I have a testimony for a governor we have down in Tennessee. I don't know if anybody heard about that or not. It's an amazing thing. But the state of Tennessee, the governor, last week, filed a proclamation. I'm going to read it to you. I mean, this is awesome. It says, starts off with, State of Tennessee Proclamation by the Governor. Whereas we acknowledge God's sovereignty and the need for God's grace over our state and our nation. And whereas we walk humbly together with God in hope, so we may act with justice, kindness, and love, no matter the circumstances. And whereas we seek forgiveness for our many transgressions, so our hearts and our minds may be renewed. And whereas Scripture tells us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and the Lord gives wisdom freely to those who ask for it. And whereas the people of Tennessee acknowledge our rich blessings, our deep transgressions, the complex challenges ahead, and the need to pause, to humble ourselves, and to seek God's guidance for the days ahead. Now, therefore, I, Bill Lee, Governor of the State of Tennessee, do hereby proclaim September the 30th, 2022, as a voluntary day of prayer, humility, and fasting. In Tennessee, I encourage all citizens to join me in this worthy observance. And within whereof I hereto set my hand and cause the official seal of the state of Tennessee to be affixed at Nashville on this 23rd day of September, 2022. Isn't that awesome? I mean, look how blessed Tennessee is going to be. The head, the governor. Now, he had lots of flack already. Coming against them, the separation of church and state and all that other stuff that is not in the Constitution. But this man of God, in the position that God placed him, declared a day of prayer, a day of fasting, to seek God's wisdom. And I'm telling you what, I'm expecting some great things down in Tennessee. Awesome things. And you know, as that thrills our hearts when we read that, remember, we can do the same thing individually. Your household, the same thing you can declare, hey, listen, today is going to be a day of prayer and fasting, and I humble myself before God, look at my transgressions, look at my weaknesses, and seek God's strength and forgiveness, and I have a better future, amen? We can do that daily. And when I read that the other day and Carol brought my attention, man, oh man, it really blessed me. Very much. Okay. Well, I have one more praise report. My usual one, if you're all familiar or not. But give God the glory in 14 minutes. It'd be 25 years ago today at noon that God gave me the strength to lay down cigarettes. I just give him glory for that. I had laid in bed the night before, couldn't breathe. And I was smoking 3 packs a day. And I shared that before, my pipe, my cigars, and all that kind of stuff. And I laid there just crying out to the Lord. And the next morning I got up, which had been Sunday morning. First Sunday in October 1997. Pot of coffee, pack of cigarettes, smoked half of them. So this is stupid. And laid them down. And God just... And he gave me the desires of my heart. Okay? Not getting on anybody who smokes or anybody here who eats bacon or anybody who eats hot dogs, okay? All that stuff's not good for us. But my cry out with him, that I can't stop. And I quit on how many times over my lifetime, but I had it bad. I couldn't breathe at all. And then Psalms 34:7-4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it. And then 1 John 5:14, another scripture relates to my praise report. And this is a confidence that we have towards him, that is, we ask anything according to his will, and he hears us. Then Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. And I just want to give God the glory for it and encourage anyone here, if you have anything you're trying to change in your life, you know, if it's really heavy in your heart to do that, cry out to God, God, I need the strength to either change the way I'm living or change my any addictions you might have or way of thinking, and to God, I need your help. And as you resist that temptation, I mean, God will give you the strength to do that. If it really matters to you, it'll matter to him. He didn't reach down and took my cigarettes away, you know, and my coffee. But he strengthened me that day when I laid him down. And I don't know if God called me stupid for sure or not, but he said, this is stupid. Because I couldn't do it before. I quit how many times before. And that day, man, he just took it away from me. Now I watched my mama die from COPD and all that stuff, and it's just heavy in my heart. So whatever's heavy in your heart, cry out to God, and he'll give you the strength. You know, he has this thing called the Holy Spirit. He's a helper. Okay, he's not a dictator. He's a helper. He'll help you get through whatever you're going through. And I would not be here today, folks. I had it bad. I mean, I know people who smoked all their life, 110 years old, and never bothered them. That wasn't me. At 43 years old, 42 years old, wherever I was then, I wouldn't be able to breathe today. I've been gone a long time ago. So I was going to give God the glory for that. Amen. And the money I saved, my wife spent it all. No, didn't be the glory. Huh? The swimming pool? No. I just think, no. I'd be too tired to get in the swimming pool. You know, I just give God the glory for it. But again, I just, he's an awesome God. He cares for us. He wants the best for each and every one of us. So encourage one another, love one another, and keep looking up. All right. Well, Father, we thank you for the gathering of the saints today. We thank you for the presence. We thank you for touching our lives. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your commitment. God, we just thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you that we have passed from darkness into light. And thank you for using us, that we're your ambassadors. If we leave here today, may we remember that, Father. That everywhere we go, may we take you with us. And may your word says, Father God, that we will not be ashamed of you, Lord. You say, if we deny you before our friends and family, you deny us before your Father. And that's not just occasionally, that's wherever we go, God. That we just present you, your love, through us, to those around us. That we may put you first and others first to bring you glory. And God, all this is done in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, may your hand continue to be upon our nation. Continue to raise up God-fearing, Jesus Christ-believing leaders to take place, Father God. To take the positions and places of authority. And we pray for this country, God. We pray for those today that are doing evil, destroying this country that was built upon your word. God, that they would be removed from power. And for the criminal acts that some may have committed, that justice be served. But God, we know your heart, and that is not even no one you want to see perish. So we pray, Father, that through the turmoils of their lives, that their eyes be open and the ears to hear the truth about Jesus. And they will transfer themselves from darkness to light by receiving forgiveness of their sins. God, show us those who's coming up this fall that you would want in charge of our country. That we would stand with them and vote for them. And make a difference, Father God, in this world. Till the coming of your Son to gather your children. And may all this bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.